Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Friday, June the 10th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Kazakhstan's proposed religion law is already being enforced. A new English television broadcast aims at supporting the Indian church, and an international seminary sends students from 22 countries into ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Kazakhstan, where it's unclear when a new Freedom of Religion Act will go into effect. But evangelical mission leaders are concerned. Even though it's not law yet, Send International's General Director Warren Jansen says
there are some local officials within Kazakhstan who are already acting on that law as if it had been approved and are enforcing it. We have reports of one pastor of an unregistered church being arrested, and one registered church in Almaty, which was forced to close because of potential violations with this act.
While that's an obvious concern, Jansen is also concerned if the bill passes.
That could limit our ability to do church planting. We could possibly see persecution. We could see some restriction for new visas and missionaries going into Kazakhstan. And the people that we have in place already may be either dramatically restricted in what they can do or even forced out of the country.
Next, due to discrimination and harassment, believers in India can become pretty isolated. But back to the Bible's Mark Blauer says they've found a way to help. They already have a dynamic relationship with their viewers through the Tamil Bible Teaching Program. Their team launched their response on the air June 4th.
We have such a need for English television Bible teaching, and we said we would go ahead and take our 30-minute program and send that there with some local flavor to it. That is, the top and the tail of the program are made more to fit the Indian context.
With persecution on the rise around parts of India, Blauer says believers are drawing comfort from their support and teaching.
When it comes up and they're suffering, God's Word does grant wisdom to them, and they know how to respond next time something happens. Not everybody who has access to our programs has access to good, solid local resources.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The need is desperate. Many Christians around the world don't have a Bible, study guides, or other resources to help them grow in their faith and help them become effective in evangelism and church planting. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says CRI is collecting used resources to send overseas.
People are calling us, writing us, emailing us, wanting Christian literature, Bibles and books and study guides, daily devotionals, and we receive approximately 150 requests from individuals around the world.
Your used Bibles or other resources are needed now, along with $15 to ship the materials. If you can give more, Palmerton says that would help tremendously.
Our backlog of individual requests is what we've been concentrating on. We've got that down to several hundred now versus several thousand a few months ago.
Go to our website or call our resource line for contact information. Meanwhile, Book of Hope had their first ever Hope Celebration in Taipei. It was there that the book, Combining the Gospels, was enthusiastically received by government dignitaries. Officials went on the record explaining the need for the Book of Hope in the schools of Taiwan. Ministry founder Bob Hoskins challenged the people of Taiwan to take the gospel back to the Chinese mainland. Their enthusiastic response indicated a promise of action built on the groundwork that started in December 2004. And the International Baptist Theological Seminary in Prague, Czech Republic, just celebrated a graduation. According to the Baptist World Alliance, 22 students participated, with 9 getting their master's degrees. BWA General Secretary Denton Lotz then encouraged them to take their knowledge and use it in service of the kingdom. 15 countries were represented by the graduates, indicating the scope of potential outreach. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, a harmony of the Gospels, 2 books in 1, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.